Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out to us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Boys and girls, I've been talking about you. At the other masses this weekend, I was pointing out over here in front of our altar, the beautiful altar cloth made of those squares. And I was trying to figure out when you did it. I think it was in February, which puts that about 6 months ago. Hard to believe. But I told them about that you were getting ready to receive your first Holy Communion today, and I asked them to pray for you. And so be assured there are a lot of prayers raising up to God's ears on your behalf. You know, you've been waiting quite a while for this. And I know that every class, as they get closer and closer to their first Holy Communion, there's excitement. You know, they're finally old enough. Because isn't that what your parents have been telling you? No, you can't receive it. You're too young. You know, I mean, it's not unusual for me to be distributing Holy Communion and a parent comes up holding a little one and wanting to grab the host out of my hand. And I think to myself, I hope they're that excited when they get to actually receive it. But now that time is past. Now you get to receive Jesus for the first time. You get to receive your first Holy Communion. And it's truly a day of celebration. You know, Deacon Jeff and I even decided to dress up a little for you. We went ahead and we pulled out these beautiful vestments that have the image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help on them. Because after all, that is our patron for our parish. But I wanted to just say a few words about this image. So in this image, of course, we see Mary holding the baby Jesus. And the baby Jesus is worried because the angels are bringing the nails and the cross. Those things that will lead to his death on Calvary. And so he's a little apprehensive. He's scared. And Mary is trying to comfort him because that's what a mother does. But boys and girls, I want you to put yourself into this image. I want you to put yourself into the image of Jesus. Think of Mary, your mother, holding you. Think of Mary, your mother, comforting you. Think of Mary, your mother, telling you it's going to be okay. Why does she think it's going to be okay? She knows it because Jesus, her son and your Savior, is going to accompany you each and every moment of your life. Now, he's been doing this since your baptism, but he's going to start doing it in a very special, special way as you receive him for the first time. As you consume the host, which is now his body, you now will have Jesus with you in a very, very different, in a very special way. Something you have not experienced before. And I'm sure that's why you're excited, nervous, anxious, and thinking, I hope Father doesn't talk too long because I just want to get to it. And I promise you I won't talk too much longer. But boys and girls, this is why we are all so happy for you. Because we know, those of us who have received Holy Communion, gosh, in my case, it's probably been 50 years. Those of us who continue to receive Jesus in a very special way in the Eucharist, we know what a difference it makes in our life. And we know what a difference it will make in your life. I'm excited to think ahead in your lives, how your lives will change and how you will be Christian disciples. How you will be later on in your life true leaders, not just in your community, not just in your family, but in Christ's body, the church. You all were made members of Christ's body, the church, at your baptism, but now you take one more step to becoming full members of the church. So, boys and girls, we are excited for you. We wish more of your family and friends could join us physically, but that's not possible today. But be assured, they're praying for you and they love you. I'm excited for all of you, and I look forward to you not just receiving your first communion, but your second, your third, and on and on and on. Because Jesus loves you so much, he wants to continue coming into your lives in that very special way. His love is truly boundless. And we are so happy that you're going to experience that love in a very new way today. We rejoice with you, we're proud of you, and we just look forward. We look forward to you being showered with God's love.